6 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time. And it's Monday, August 29th, 2022. Welcome to the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. And just one little reminder for those of you paying attention to the calendar. Our end of summer sale ends in 2 days. That's right. Wednesday, it's over after Wednesday night at midnight. The promotions you get are absolutely spectacular, excluding dropship products, of course. The sale is on all current items in stock while supplies last, and we're trying to keep them in stock so that you can take advantage of the specials. If you spend $99.99 or less, you get 10% off your order. If you spend more than $99.99, but less than $199.99, you get 15% off. And if you spend over $200, you get 20% off. That was easy. Now, if you do the math, you'll find out that you get to save on your health products. So that's a big thing. It's what we do. If you or somebody you know is being foreclosed on, or facing hardship with their mortgage payments, I got to have a little conversation about that before we get into our guest schedule for the week. There's a book. As a matter of fact, there's three different books that the Power Mall offers. Clouded Titles, The Quiet Title War Manual, and the Credit Restoration Primer. They're all good books for trying to clean up your credit and deal with foreclosure issues. One of the things that Clouded Titles has written about was phony documents. I put a lot of my own career at stake, jumping into the fracas way back in 2007 when I started to research this little-known entity that was popping up in the land records everywhere I went, called Mortgage Electronic Registration Systems, Inc. Well, that company started out as a very small company in Delaware, and it is now owned by Intercontinental Exchange, Inc. What's significant about that? That's the same outfit that owns the New York Stock Exchange. You see how the banks have taken this little electronic recording entity and brought it into the fold. It's what we call circling the wagons in foreclosure war. But the books I have at the Power Mall are there for you to get and peruse because, one, it keeps us on the air, and two, it offers solutions besides education. So that's one of the things, because I'm noticing when I see mortgage electronic registration systems pop up in my inbox, I see maybe 9 or 10 foreclosures, all involving MERS in various parts of the country. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, if that's happening in one county, imagine multiplying it times every county in the United States and what you're going to come up with. And 98% of the homeowners out there will run away. They'll just pack up and hide. So the idea is, when you know or you feel like, and this is, you know, with inflation being the way it is, and this is why we offer solutions on the program, not legal advice, but from a paralegal's perspective, the time to attack a suspected issue is before it becomes a big problem, not after. In other words, you go to the land records in the county you live in, and you check it on occasion to make sure that nobody's ripped you off and filed a deed transferring your property into their name. That is a felony, by the way, in damn near all the states. So, you know, if you own property and own a house, you want to make sure you still own it. You should be checking the land records as often, if not more, than you check your credit report. That's one of the reasons why, in this day and age with people, you know, in crime on the rise, white collar is as well. Not just the out-and-out robberies and murders and rapes and sexual assaults and pedophilia and everything else that we talk about on the show, but, you know, also crimes against property, including filing phony liens, phony deeds. And so you need to be checking your land records on a regular basis to make sure nobody has messed with them and you still own the house you live in. Food for thought. And if you know somebody that is in trouble or you feel like there's more month at the end of the money and that you risk going into what the banks call default and you can't make your mortgage payment, the time to start researching the property descriptions and all the assignments and garbage in there is now, not after you start getting foreclosure notices. Then it's kind of late, especially if you're in a deed of trust state. Mortgage states, different game, because mortgage states, you get to have your day in court. Deed of trust states, you don't. Big difference. And if the banks had their way, every state would be a deed of trust state because it's an uphill battle, because in order to stop the foreclosure, the homeowner has to file a lawsuit. In mortgage states, the lender files the lawsuit, or the servicer who wants to make the judge think they're the lender. I just put out a new post over the weekend on Clouded Title's blog for those of you that want to chime in and look at it. It's called "The Justice System Has Failed Us." And so that might be worth reading because it talks a lot about what goes on in the courts, especially when it involves foreclosures. Yes, I do bring up Mar-a-Lago, but I focus more on foreclosures because that is a consumer issue worth paying attention to. You know, Nudie is out there. I'm talking about Newt Gingrich as, you know, Trump's going to be indicted soon. Yeah, they don't know anything. It's everybody's opinion. We'll get to the news here in a bit because we have news and open lines. Phones are working again. So 844-769-2944 is the number to call if you want to chime in on anything. At the top of next hour, Dennis Barrett, who we tried to get a hold of on Friday, but we were having phone issues. He will be back on the show with us today, talking about his new book called Endgame, An Examination of the Terrifying Ideas of the Dark State's Internationalist Elite Oligarchs and the Disquieting Technological Trends that Combine Threaten the Fabric of Reality and the Very Future of Mankind. This just got published. And, of course, Ron Paul, everybody's jumped in, read the book, and commented on it. It's a warning and a wake-up call. Endgame. It's not a prediction. Doesn't have to become a reality. There is hope, but you want to listen to this. We'll be talking about 5G and all that other good stuff. And the amazing thing is this government that we, the people, supposedly elected, and I say that with disdain, they've used their tax dollars to do this to us. Kind of sad. So one of these things that, you know, we deal with here, let's go over besides Dennis Barrett today. Tomorrow, Frank Davis with OptiVita is going to be here. In addition to that, Jim Harden, pro-life strategist, he's going to be on the show tomorrow as well. On Wednesday, Robert Tektalian, of course, you know him from Vitamir. He'll be on the show as well, talking about dental health. Patty Garibay, who's a AHG founder. She is going to be talking about transgenderism and all sorts of other things. American Heritage Girls, AHG, that's who she is with. She will be joining us on Thursday, as will Mark Morano, ClimateDepot.com. On Friday, Susan Smith-Jones, of course, will be back with us for a full hour of fun and excitement and health issues. So it makes the world go round, right? And so besides that, Richard in Washington, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'll call in again and just see where this goes. You were talking about paying off loans on Friday, and today you're talking about buying property, owning property. We can't do that anymore. Basically, we don't have any way to buy and sell. They've given us a monopoly game, and they have monopoly money, and the only thing that's good for is toilet paper, you can't, by way of UCC, own anything unless you exchange value for that. Basically, our dollars, which used to be gold and silver with two slashes on the S, are now one slash on the S, our Federal Reserve notes, ferns. And you can only pay off interest with a fern. You can, quote-unquote, discharge a debt, but you can't pay off a debt. So people that think they own their houses, unless they have a land patent, they've taken back and researched and found out where the patent came from for their...
Yeah, but you got it. You know, there's a little trick to that, though, Richard, because I have studied land patents and I've had guys, gurus, that actually have taught at my seminars that got up and started talking all about land patents. And I said, yeah, but there's a problem here. Land patents, because everybody thinks that, oh, we can get a allodial title again. Now, the days of allodium or allodial title are numbered for the majority of America, because the subdivisions from the time of the land patent you spoke of, most of which were 160-acre tracts, have to be restored in their entirety. You can't just carve a little piece out and some homeowner goes into court and says, well, I want my property in allodium. Nope. The entire 160 acres has to be put back in allodium the way the land patent was recorded in the General Land Office. It's very difficult to do that when the land patent is not in its whole form, but it's been subdivided. So that's one of the things that, you know, I wanted to point out, knowing what I know about allodium and the fact that a lot of the patriot mindset, of which I was heavily involved with research in the 90s, when all this was going down and we had Waco and Ruby Ridge and everything else happening to us. Gordon Call, you remember what they did to him?
Exactly. Well, my comment to that was that's the last attempt at really owning anything. And you have to buy your property with an exchange of value. Some gold or silver is involved in the transaction, which makes it a legitimate buying and selling of something. And in response to that, by buying into the system, we've been dumped down, recording a deed and essentially using that as a title of ownership. That's color of title. You're sharing ownership with the state, the county, or the whoever, the government.
Richard, we can say this and argue ad infinitum ad nauseum because we've all been ripped off. The problem is that, you know, a lot of my folks are going to be very depressed when they find out they don't own anything, and they're not happy. And the thing is that these world leaders, these elitists out there say that we will own nothing and we will be happy. I'm sorry. These people are full of the proverbial caca. And so it's one of those things where I'm just like scratching my head going, you know, as much as we try to do the right thing, we're here only for a short while. I mean, that's what even Cat Stevens said that. Oh, very young. What will you leave us this time? We're only on this earth a short while. And so we have to make a difference in whatever it is that we do, whether we own it or not. You know, we're not going to go along to get along. Obviously, the mindset of a lot of our listeners like you, Richard, is, you know, we have been taken advantage of. We've been ripped off. But everybody wants to play go along to get along, and nobody wants to rise up and do the right thing because of the risks involved. And anybody that's played Patriot games knows this. I mean, look what happened to the guys up in Michigan that tried to tell the feds, we don't want to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer. She's not worth kidnapping. What are you talking about? Why are you telling us to go make bombs? Why are you telling us to do stuff like this? Because they like to bait people. It's like, you know, you go around and you watch that movie Mississippi Burning, and you see feds going around taking license plate numbers off cars at public gatherings. I mean, what do you think? They're scared of us because everybody's waking up and we know what's going on. So, you know, like I say, this argument ad infinitum ad nauseum, we can talk about how screwed up the system is, and all my listeners are going to be depressed, Richard. We know the truth. See, that's what matters. And so we just have to figure out ways to survive, and that's the best I can do. Alan in Texas, how are you, sir?
Oh, good morning, Dave. Hey, I was just wondering, you know, I've got a ranch here, and how much protection is it? It's held under a lifetime trust with an LLC. Is that fairly decent protection?
Well, the best research, and I'm talking to my attorney in Florida, and I'm saying I want to put my property in trust in Texas. And she said, do you understand what homestead laws are? I go, yeah. She goes, Texas's homestead laws blow Florida's out of the water. Because, and you know, this is a Florida attorney that knows what's going on. I mean, she's, you know, one of only a handful of people that actually passed the wills, trusts, and estates planning the first time she took the test out of 350 people. She was one of 10 that actually passed it. So, you know, she's telling me that, you know, trust in Texas, as long as the property's been homesteaded, you're going to get all the protection you need up to 160 acres. The other thing on LLCs, they're creatures of the state.
Right.
Everybody knows it. I don't feel as comfortable as far as asset protection goes, because LLCs are not persons and they have to be represented by attorneys. Whereas homesteaded properties owned by individuals can be represented by themselves or an attorney, but an LLC, you got to have an attorney. A trust, you got to have an attorney. Because if you don't, I mean, we have a guy right now in North Carolina that was going into court as a trustee for a trust, and he's facing jail time. And we even warned him at one of Lou Brown's seminars. Al West, who's one of the co-authors of a couple of my books, told this guy, look, what do you like, prison? You know what they do to people in prison, right? You know, you like that? He goes, no. I said, well, you need to stop going into court representing yourself as a trustee, or you're going to get your ass thrown in jail. Yeah. And so the state of North Carolina ended up going after this guy. And, I mean, they made him unwind all the trusts. This guy is in hock to the state of North Carolina for over $2 million. So all because of the fact that he made a mistake, didn't hire an attorney, because LLCs and trusts are not persons. They need to be represented by counsel, and he ignored the law. And that's a problem with people when they start investing in real estate. And this is one of the reasons why I got so heavily involved in the research. So I would say that as far as homesteading a piece of property, you probably in the state of Texas have more protection than you do putting in an LLC. Now, there's another little trick. You've heard the old saying, Alan, about being judgment-proof, right?
Right.
There was a guy at one of my classes, and I have to put this in third person instead of first, because this is something I heard in class, and I actually bought his book, because he came up with an ingenious idea about Wyoming LLCs. Wyoming LLCs are different from Nevada LLCs, in that Wyoming LLCs basically, well, what LLC? Whereas in Nevada, it's, yeah, they have an LLC, but we can't tell you where it is and give you any information. Wyoming, basically, if you have an LLC, it's only what's a public record, and everything past that is a deep, dark CBS secret, like who played the voice of Mr. Ed. So the bigger problem, when you know what you're doing with that LLC, is you can actually organize a Wyoming LLC as a lender, have that Wyoming LLC, and this is what the guy was telling me, he's a CPA. He said, have that LLC file a lien and just go through and register a mortgage. Do a mortgage paperwork or deed of trust paperwork with a with the loan and record it in the land records. And make it for the full value of the property, like the LLC loan. And when anybody goes to search, they're going to see that the property is totally encumbered, and they're not going to be able to see you and take it away from you. That's what you call encumbering a piece of property to make a judgment proof.
Just let me tell you a little bit about this. Like I said, I would say that this land has been pretty well homesteaded. You know, my relatives came across in the 1830s, you know, from Germany over to here. And we've actually got a copy of the land grant signed by Sam Houston, you know, the president of the Republic of Texas, you know, directly to my great-great-grandfather, you know, a section of land free and clear, which is part of, you know, what I'm on. And they acquired stuff, you know, in the 1800s, you know, additional land around here, and which is other parts of my ranch. But a part of it is actually, you know, part of that original grant signed free and clear, you know, by Sam Houston to my great-great-grandfather. And so, you know, this land has been in our family since the 1800s, you know, a vast majority of it. I think they might have gotten a piece or two, you know, in the 1900s, but most of it's been in our family for, you know, 100 years plus. So
I'm talking about the acreage that you now live on, the 160 acres that was given to your great grandfather by Sam Houston. And if in fact, this land patent or land grant has not been part and parceled or mortgaged, there is a very good chance.
Never.
Yeah. See, there's a very good chance you're the exception of the rule, because you don't have to go around begging all the other homeowners, to solidify and restore the tract to its original state. The tract already is in its original state. And so, but the argument that a lot of people make that are in the land patent business is that, well, we're no longer subject to paying tax because our property is in allodial, has allodial title, and therefore we can't be under color of law. Well, when the state of Texas came about and decided to apply for annexation, and the first time the federal government refused to allow them into the union, they had to go back and beg again a second time. Then they got put in. The bigger problem is what that legally did to all the properties that were either encumbered or not encumbered that lie within the lands of the Republic of Texas. And so this is one of the reasons why the Texan movement has been gaining momentum, because the more garbage that Washington does, the more people are pushing away and saying, we don't want any part of it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Your property sounds like it's, one of those that could be held in allodium, sir.
Yeah, well, I really don't know if I want to poke the bear and go in there and do that, because at this, with the ag exemption and everything else, as long as you bow to the government in certain ways, the property taxes are not exorbitant.
That's right.
I know that I basically don't own this anymore, but do I want to go and really stir it up and make them look at me and try to figure out some way to steal my crap from me?
Because
there's a land boom going on here. I actually got a cold call this morning from a real estate agent. They're actually doing cold calls.
Shameless. Helen, we're at the break. There's the music. That means we're going to take a short break and come back with more news and your phone calls. Alan, if you want to stay on hold, we'll come back to this conversation and continue on with the news. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors, and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
the Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Monday, August 29th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. And we've been talking with Richard this morning from the state of Washington, where I just pulled up out of my notes. Yes, Attorney General Christine Gregoire in 1996 quoted RCW 6.13.070. Real property taxation, counties, homesteads, effects of homestead declaration and declaration of allodial ownership on property tax liability. Number one, a recorded declaration that a property owner holds real estate in allodial freehold is ineffective to exempt the real property from property taxes levied under state law. Number two, a declaration of homestead filed on the real estate pursuant to Chapter 6.13 RCW, that's Revised Code of Washington, does not prevent the foreclosure and sale of real estate for unpaid property taxes, as property taxes are not debts of the owner and thus are not rendered exempt from execution under the statutes. So there you have it. And there was much more. Bob Ferguson, your attorney general up there. Sometimes I kind of wonder, says the legal concept of holding land by allodial freehold or in allodium traces to the feudal roots of the English system of land tenure. As it operated at the height of the Middle Ages, feudalism involved a descending pyramid of lords and vassals. The monarch granted tenure to tenants in chief, who in turn often granted portions of their estates to others. Those lower on the pyramid owed certain obligations in the form of military service, cash, crops, or other services to the higher lord. The system generated the revenues and services with which the monarch financed the expenses of government and maintained an army. And of course, the reference is under C. Moynihan, Introduction to the Law of Real Property, second edition, 1988. And then they define what allodial title is: land held absolutely in one's own right and not of any lord or superior, land not subject to feudal duties or burdens, which means property tax, an estate held by absolute ownership without recognizing any superior to whom any duty is owed on account thereof. So, Black's Law, everybody's got the stuff out there for those of you who want to go research it. But we've been talking to Alan in Texas, whose family has never done anything or subdivided the property he's currently living on, which to me, I like your argument, Alan, because of the fact poking the hornet's nest, whatever you call it, since it's an ag exempt, I mean, really, you got the best of both worlds.
Yeah, you know, isn't it kind of funny, Dave, how everything comes back to British law? You know, the bar and everything else.
It is.
And, you know, and the hounds of the Baskervilles are out there, Dave. But, you know, Sherry in Kansas, I heard her call in. She said that, you know, she asked me, she said her property taxes went up like 20 or 30-something percent, you know, this last year. The hounds are out there. You know, you can call them BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street, with trillions of dollars of investment capital, you know, paying above asking price, you know, with that, you know, everything used to be haggled down. Now they offer up, and most people take it, and everyone's being moved off the land, even though if you don't actually own it, you know. I mean, we all know that argument. But, you know, as much as it is, this is mine, and it's been in my family. It's never been encumbered, as far as I know. You know, my relatives were not people that, you know, that bought things on credit, you know, and that, you know, they saved and they scrimped and they bought things outright, you know, when they could. So as far as I know, it's never been encumbered. There's never been, you know, loans, mortgages. It's been split up amongst my brothers and me, you know, from my yeah. grandfather, my mother's inheritance. But
okay, that did it, huh? That did it. Yeah, as soon as they touched the deeds and split it up and started deeding it off, yeah, that did it. You just said the operative word, sir. And if any of them got a mortgage to build a house on it, that further encumbered that tract and sunk it even deeper. But
nothing like that's been done out here. But you know, the one plus I do have, I guess, you know, one of my very close cousins here, they actually have part of the land here. They're, you know, my first cousins. And she married a guy who actually owns a pretty major title company in the state of Texas. And when the land was split up and we were doing this, he was very in the know and had some pretty high-powered attorneys and everything, you know, do our recommendations as to try to keep it as safe as we could from being taken from us. But, you know, in today's world, all we can do is the best we can, because if they really want to, if you got trillions of dollars in investment capital to where you can pay off the right judges and prosecutors and everyone else, county, you know, commissioners and all this crap, you know, if they really want your stuff, you're pretty much screwed.
Yeah, I kind of think that's along those lines. I mean, this is what we pay our tax dollars to, is a federal government that just keeps getting stronger by the day and the minute and buys guns for all of its agents. And, you know, we're sitting out here twiddling our thumbs wondering when they're going to come for us. And so, you know, I'm not too worried about it at this point in time, because we're just a very, very small cog in a very, very large grind. And, you know how that is.
All we can do is what we do. What can do, Dave? Hey, I appreciate your time and your information. Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
Not a problem, sir. Thank you. You bet. And there's another, for those of you that want to research trusts, a good friend of mine, Mark Asher, that's A-S-H-E-R, right? Mark Asher and I went to a private Lutheran academy in Kansas together, and he has since moved down here to Texas, is living in Austin, and was teaching real estate law and whatnot at UT. And he wrote a very, very large, voluminous document called Asher on Trusts. And so for those of you who want to pay that kind of big buck to get a copy of that book, or want to go to the library at UT and try to research it, because I'm sure there's a copy of Asher on Trusts there. And you can read for yourself how all of this has evolved, because he went into great – I mean, this is a big volume. So, you know, I can definitely have talked to Mark before, since he took this on and was asking him a lot of questions. A lot of what his answers were ended up in the book Clouded Titles, which I have at the Power Mall. So, you know, when I'm talking about trust and things like that, that's why we have the book. Because people need to get educated, and we're all about solutions here, all right? Covering the world news sector, because a lot of this stuff will pop up in your email blast that you get. And so if you have not subscribed to get the email blast, you need to go to thepowerhour.com and do that. Because this is going to give you everything that we're talking about right now that we either A, may not have time for because of the phone calls, but not to say we don't appreciate your calls. We do. Because there's always somebody out there. If you brought up a subject, there's probably at least 10,000 people out there listening to the show that are thinking the same thing and wondering those same things. And you took the initiative to pick up the phone and make the call. And it gives us something to talk about. That is a solution, because people are asking, what about LLCs? What about C Corps? They are creatures of the state. What the state giveth? Yeah, you know where that's going, right? So it's one of the reasons why putting stuff in LLCs is great if you're just doing, you know, quick flips. And this comes from a real estate investor's perspective, not an attorney. But the thing is if you're a wholesaler, you're going to pay taxes through the nose. Yeah, I remember a couple of our real estate gurus out there teaching the difference between somebody that buys and flips, fixes and flips, and somebody that holds and rents, and how much more money you can make. So, you know, this is one of the reasons why Vanguard, BlackRock, State Street, all those entities that Alan was referring to are out there paying 10% more than what the property is worth. And they come at you through a real estate agent and a shell corporation. And the shell corporation is not identified as BlackRock, but if you deep dive into the corporation, you'll find out where their connections go, where their roots lead to. And then you find out, oh, it's them trying to buy my house to turn it into a rental property. Yep. This is exactly how they're doing it, because people like that extra 10%, and they're getting legal tender. They get a check at closing, or they get it wired into their account. That's M2 and M3. M1 is what? legal tender for all debts, public and private, and minted U.S. coin. M2 is your checking account. M3 is direct deposits, wire transfers, stuff that we can't see because it's pretty much a book entry, intangible. And the bank, once you put your money in, it becomes the property of the bank.
Oh, you didn't know that?
Now you do. Read the fine print that they hand you when you open a checking account. It says it right there. John in Missouri, welcome to the show. What's going on?
Hello. I wanted you to be a little more specific on how often you should check the credit report and how often you should check your title property titles, please.
Okay. Thank you for that. I'll answer that question right now. The credit restoration primer, which is the fifth edition of version of the I was living in Independence, Missouri, as a matter of fact, when I wrote that book. And it was a manual. It was a workbook, actually. And then I condensed it down to a book that's easy to read with sample pleadings in it. The Fair Credit Reporting Act, basically, and with all the garbage that's going on right now, we still have determined 85% of the information that's listed in people's credit reports is erroneous. You have the right to challenge it. And that's under Section 611A of the Fair Credit Reporting Act. You still have the right to challenge it. I would be checking, knowing what I know about identity theft and everything else, I would be checking your credit reports probably 3 times a year. You can subscribe to services that will actually trigger if you want to pay that $39.95 a month or whatever they charge. It's nominal. But they will let you know when, you know, people have recorded stuff in your credit report. Now, as far as the property, because you can dispute these things. I usually pull them twice a year, June and December. And I find that people that want to get their credit repaired, that's the term they like to use. I like to use the word restoration, which is why I put that in the title. December's the best time to do it because everybody's applying for credit to buy Christmas presents. And so the system is overloaded with people seeking approval of credit lines so they can buy more stuff. And so that's generally, they don't have a lot of time. And so more stuff drops off in December, January, doing research and disputes in credit bureaus than it does any other time of the year. Now, as far as the checking the land records, if you're in a county that has very small land records that you can't access online, I would check those probably 3 times a year minimum. If you suspect something weird is going on, like you've got, you know, a real estate agent plunking a sign in your front yard, I would definitely run to the courthouse and find out what the hell's going on, because it's likely that somebody might have transferred a deed into their name and they're trying to liquidate your property before you realize what's going on. So and that usually happens to people when they go on extended vacations and they get on social media and they go, oh, we're having a wonderful time down in the Turks and Caicos. We'll be here all month. And next thing you know, their deed gets transferred, sign goes on the front lawn, they sell it for, you know, 20% under market, somebody pockets it at closing that impersonates you and runs away with the bucks, you get home and there's somebody else living in your property. And that's one of the reasons why, with all this nonsense and white collar going on these days, I recommend at least twice a year, if not more, if you can. I can go online and check mine because all the county records in most states like Texas and Florida are all online. You can check your land records anytime just by going to the clerk of the court or to the central appraisal district. Depends on the state you're in, John. I happen to know in Missouri that most all the records up there, because I've checked them from time to time, you generally can check your land records right there in the comfort of your home anytime you want, day or night. So that's my answer.
Very good. Thank you very much for being so thorough.
You bet. Not a problem. Yes, thorough as a proctology exam, sir. Have yourself a great day. We appreciate you. Thanks for calling, because there's probably a whole bunch of people that had that same question, John. God bless you. All right. Pakistan is racing to prevent further loss of life as it reels from one of its worst climate disasters, with flood water threatening to cover up to a third of the country of 220 million people by the end of monsoon season. A climate catastrophe. Gee, sure, sounds like global warming to me. floodwaters submerging homes, destroying farmland, displacing millions of people. They've had to deploy the Navy for the first time. Gee, sounds like drought conditions to me. You see, there's always some real stupid person out there, and I'm talking about these climate change people. And if you really want to find out just exactly the tit for tat and the kind of thing that, you know, they're little poster children, look up Greta Thunberg. She's the one that got there in front of the UN, you remember, making that old speech about we need to protect the climate. Yeah, go look up and see how she's living these days. Amazing how that works. Oh, how does it feel? Yeah, we're into that now. Remember, when the liberals get there and they're in control, everything is all about how it feels. Not what makes sense. How it feels. Oh, you don't feel good. Well, there must be something wrong with it. Yeah, see, that's how they think. Ukraine is distributing iodine tablets. Gee, maybe the Ukrainians need to go shop at the Power Mall. We got lots of nuke protect over there. Why is that? Well, because of this dread of a nuclear disaster. Yeah. Their nuclear power plant looks like it might develop a radiation leak. And they're afraid that the fighting around the complex could trigger a catastrophe. Four human trafficking rings have been found operating across Vietnam after dozens of Vietnamese escaped from a casino in Cambodia, where they've been duped into working and exploited. And they arrested a few people. Yeah. Yeah, they're basically smuggling them there, offering all, they answer an ad. Yeah, come work at the Golden Phoenix Entertainment Casino in the Cambodia's Kandal province, and then all of a sudden they find out they're slaves. And the U.S. government is being warned to secure the meat supply chain. It's not from Bill, what's his name, Gates. Dr. Brooke Miller is president of the U.S. Cattlemen's Association, representing grassroots cattle producers, backgrounders, and feedlot operators. And he says that beef from Brazil and Canada is being mislabeled as U.S. made. Oh, got to do some deep digging there. Alan, you're back. What's going on?
All in again, Dave, but your last caller, and, you know, you're talking about going down and checking your land records. Is this something that the average Joe out there can understand, or do you have to be a paralegal or know the legal speak to when you look at up your land records? Does it just somewhere just state flat out who is the owner of this property, or do you have to like weed through it to be able to find out if you actually still own your property or if someone's stolen it from you? I mean, is it very apparent?
No, that's a good question. I mean, I'm sure that there's 10,000 people out there that are thinking just like you did. How do I find out where somebody stole it? Well, here's the thing, and this is what I was teaching in all my seminars, because in order to understand the complexity of property ownership, one has to understand the chain of title, which is why I wrote the book Cloud of Titles. So
going to call in and order your book here shortly after I get off the phone with you. So
seriously, here's the thing. When you're talking about title, it's all represented by a deed. And whether the deed says state of Texas, state of Missouri, state of Washington, whatever state you're in, it doesn't matter. It says deed, and it's not deed of trust. Don't confuse the two, because in Texas, we're a deed of trust state. Missouri's a deed of trust state. Washington is a deed of trust state. In fact, most of the Ninth Circuit is a deed of trust state. And so, you know, if not all of the Ninth Circuit. Deed of trust states, basically, they basically foreclose because of non-payment. They just, you know, foreclose and sell. This is why the banks would like all 50 states to be deed of trust states. But when you look at the land records, do you have to be a paralegal? Not necessarily. If you can just Google or search for the county clerk, whoever is in charge of the land records where you live. Could be a recorder, could be a register of deeds. If you're in North Carolina, they operate that way. I know Jeff Thigpen at Guilford County, very dear friend of mine, and we talk on occasion. And he's been there a long time because he's the one that actually did some of the things I'm doing and audited his land records for all the phony stuff. And so he knows what a deed is, and all the clerks in the county offices that are responsible for the land records, official records, official property records, they can help you with just a phone call, And if you can access the stuff online, they can actually walk you through trying to find it and get you acquainted with the system without me having to come and pay to sit in one of my classes for 2 days and learn how to do all this stuff as we go on your computer and learn it online, and having me teach all that stuff. Like I was teaching Texas clerks at Texas A&M about MERS. They had no idea what they were dealing with until after we had this conversation, and they all left freaked out. So the thing that, you know, to answer your question, Alan, you definitely can go to the land records. It's not, you know, I hate to use the term rocket science, but if you need help, if anybody out there is looking in their land records, you can always call in Missouri, it's the county recorder, John. In Washington, they have what they call auditors in Washington state. So that's what they call their county clerks where the records are. Everybody's got a different system depending on the state, but California is a recorder. So you basically just are going to go to your county clerk in Texas, your county recorder in Missouri, and you just type in county recorder for your county, and you should be able to get online and access it. Don't go to these beach back channels. You want to actually go to the county website because that's where it'll have all this stuff. And they've got a contact number for the clerk's office, and if you have any issue at all or any problem navigating to try to find the deed, that's what you're trying to find. You're trying to find the deed with the most recent recording date, and then you find the deed. And if you just type in deed or use that as a, if they have like a search bar or menu, you can pull it down and look at it. It says deed. And if you look at where it says deed, you can scroll down and see all the transactions from point A to point B to point C to point D, as long as they kept records. Now, if these records, as you were saying earlier in our phone conversation, are back in time, back in the 1880s, it's highly likely that all of these records are archived and you'd have to go into the land record office, the clerk's office in the county you're in, to actually look it up because these things are only archived so far back. So if you want to track and trace the deed, start with the most current date on your deed, whether it was like the 1990s, the 1980s, whatever that may be. If you just look up the word deed and then look at all the dates, all the deeds will pop up. And then you just look at the dates, take the most recent one first, open it up, make a copy of it because you can actually make PDFs of it without having to pay for it. And then track and trace the entire deed, and you can see the grantor, the grantee, the assignor, the assignee, the transferor, the transferee, all the way down in a system. And so you can see that party of the first part conveys to party of the second part. It's always the assignor assignee relationship. And so to having to hold and see, sometimes they take it as tenants by the entirety. In Florida, that's a great way to protect it. I'm not sure about Texas law. I have to talk to an attorney about tenants by the entirety to see if it works here, because if one party gets sued, the other party owns 100% of the property and vice versa. So that's a really good way to hold property as tenants by the entirety rather than tenants in common. That's the easiest way to get a shellacking. But okay. But the deed,
I was just kind of asking this question because, not saying anything against women, but, I'm sure there's a lot of, little ladies out there whose husbands might have had some savvy into, what's going on. But he's gone, and they've got their house, and they're still living in it. And, I was just wondering, if they want to see if they actually still are protected and actually still the owner, how difficult is it to go to your land, your land records, and actually, with someone with no law knowledge, really, if you can look it up and just if it has your name on the deed, you're still the rightful owner. I was just wondering how difficult that actual process itself was.
It isn't really. It's very easy in most counties in Texas because, unless they're so small that you have to actually go in there and have a clerk help you. I know Van Zandt County is like that. I don't know why they haven't updated their system yet.
Myself.
I get it, and that's why I would go to Fredericksburg and do that, or wherever it is that you're, you're in Gillespie. Go to Fredericksburg to the courthouse and get in their face and have them walk you through it. They'll show you how everything works. They do this with investors all the time that are in there researching title company executives. And if they have any questions, you can always pay for a title search to, do those things and back up the research that you did. And they can educate you as well. Obviously, there's a fee for doing it. But, that's another way to get it done. Advice, folks. This is something the clerk's office will actually teach you and share with you, but the clerks cannot give legal advice either. So,
you've got to ask them for it. That's the thing about it. They're not going to tell you your land's been taken. You've got to go in and ask. And that's the nature of this crap. Yeah.
You got
thank you, Dave. I am going to order your book, and I'm sure it will be enlightening. Thank you, sir, once again.
No, it will. It'll teach you what you need to know. Thanks, Alan. Appreciate that. Vatican Chief, by the way, the president of the Pontifical Academy for Life, called Italy's notorious Law 194 legalizing abortion a pillar of society over the weekend, insisting no one's looking to overturn it. Huh. Wow. That kind of blows a hole in Catholic Catholicism, doesn't it? Have big families. Promote Catholicism. Take the pill. Use the bucket and saucer method. Don't ask me to explain what that is. It will take too long, and we're almost to the break. We have an Australian bank has decided the future is electric. They're going to stop approving personal loans for new petrol and diesel-powered cars from 2025 onwards. Oh, we'll see what happens to their economy. Right in the tank. A parliamentarian in Ireland has warned of the possibility of significant conflict between migrants and Irish citizens because they already have a housing problem. And Sinn Féin, left-wing nationalist party, I happen to think they're pretty cool people. Yep. They already recognize the fact that we're going to have a real problem, especially with these Ukrainian arrivals in the area. They can't even take care of the people they have already. Now their government's inviting all these people in. You see, now I know they know how the mayors of D.C. and New York are, right? We're going to be back on the phone with Dennis Barron from The New American, talking about the new book Endgame after the break. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.